You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
Thank you very much to the crew at Drake Street Studios. And Morena Kirsten, how are you this morning?
Good morning.
How's it hanging out there?
Well, it's hanging fine. Yeah. I don't know how you guys are going to be after this session, but we'll see.
I think we all need to like pace ourselves. We're talking about fast rap this morning, like the sort of people who perhaps are known for their sort of quickness of pace. This is not necessarily a genre, but it is definitely a skill. What's the kind of grouping that you've gone for this morning, Kirsten?
Well, I've just got some of the sort of icons. I mean, there is kind of a genre. People kind of try to call it chopper or chop rap. And, you know, people will release sort of compilations together, you know, or do gigs together. In fact, apparently these are some of the guys that started really doing a lot of the appearing on everybody's songs.
Anyone who's seen the music video for this Mr. Tongue Twister song will know there's a big, like, cartoon tongue that comes out of his mouth at the end there. It's kind of horrifying, but it's also kind of iconic. So Tongue Twister, tell us about Tongue Twister, Kirsten.
Well, he's also known as Twister, if you're getting confused, because I got a lot of looking at it sometime. But yeah, he's actually in the Guinness Book of World Records for being the fastest. He does 14 syllables per second.
Whoa. I'd like the idea of someone standing with a stopwatch and like a metronome or something trying to count how many.
Oh yeah, apparently it was a speech pathologist that they bring in to actually do this. And
wow.
You can get all sorts of ratings of all the timings and the top 10. Twister's not, I think, the fastest in some lists now, but he was put into the Guinness Book of World Records in
1992. Someone says the rap on Diesel Power by Prodigy may not be the fastest, but it is truly epic. It is such a skill, I think, to be able to move like this, but also, you know, to breathe at the same time. It sounds like such a ridiculous thing to say.
Right. The breathing. But, and I think skill's important, because I don't know if this is really pleasant for everybody to listen to, but a lot of, you know, the original hip-hop was about competition between, you know, different dance performances with breakdancing and, you know, MC battles and graffiti art, spraying, you know, and getting each other's work seen. So this is just part of that sort of show-off, absolute art, talent element of hip-hop.
I feel like this is one of those things that you have to have a certain level of like inherent skill to already be able to do this, but then the practice you would actually have to do to maintain this as a flow is pretty amazing.
Olympic
level.
And if you think about Eminem is on some of these lists for fastest, one of the dudes from Bone Thugs and Harmony, Rugged Man, Tech N9ne, YG, so you know, there are some guys out there that this is one of their, I guess, party tricks, you know?
And is it something that's like time specific? Because obviously this is a track from the 80s and it's got a particularly 80s sound to it. But I mean, there's a lot of artists out there who kind of work sort of at the moment who you could say are using this as a kind of superpower in their music.
Yeah, I mean, it was big in the 90s where you get the sort of what they're calling Midwestern rap. It was rappers not from New York or LA, basically. And before we get the South, right? But no, not all of them were from there. But that's where, like, Bone Thugs and stuff were from and that sort of thing. But yeah, not quite one collection, but definitely has had its sort of, you know, periods of popularity. And I guess the difference between what goes on the charts and what's like listened to by the hip-hop heads, you know?
And also what's probably like competed on with peers as well. If your friend learns how to do this thing, you kind of might want to one up them to a certain extent, or practice, you know, push you to practice your own flow a little bit more. This is Twisted Insane with The Chop Shop from the album Voodoo. When's this one come out? This is relatively recent, 2015, yeah. In the scale of it.
I know, well, that used to be recent, Rachel, but now we have to keep
that was just,
our brains.
What are you talking about? That was just 4 years ago. It's still 2019. I'm not sure what you mean.
But also, this, a lot of these guys from this sort of mini genre, sort of horrorcore rap, where they get a bit, you know, slasher film gross, or else talk about some, the occult and the supernatural. And so, you know, this is the video for this. So this is kind of tried to make it sort of a subgenre, but they use a lot of this fast rap.
There is something about horrorcore. I was thinking about Clipping as well, who are a band that we've played quite a lot of on BFM in recent years. They are so fast. Like, they have got that speed thing. And I guess, yeah, horror rap, which is a, you know, recent-ish genre, does really lean into, like, the paciness, yeah, and the kind of, yeah, machine gun sound of just, like, yeah, going and going and going, and that being the kind of, like, flow of the track itself. It's pretty intense, though. I don't know if I could listen to just, like, a full album of sound like this, only because I feel like I would need to lie down, let alone perform it. Imagine being able to just actually get up on stage and do that. You'd have to be really fit.
Yeah, see, I don't know if it's, like, soothing or, I don't know, while you're jogging or something, but I definitely, you know, at a gig would be phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah. Break your freaking neck, boy. This is the clean version of the song, because this song is really explicit. But it would be remiss to not mention Busta Rhymes, someone who's known for his, like, ability to switch between flows pretty deftly, eh, Kirsten?
Yeah, and he's just so stylish with everything, and, you know, he just pops on and just blows everybody away. With, you know, but also his look and style as well. And he's had, you know, hits across multiple decades. Oh yeah, tell me what my sister did. Okay, let me
bless y'all this one time when I lock that down and I hit you with that. It's pretty incredible. I did get into a bit of a wormhole of looking at, like, Busta Rhymes' live freestyles, where he's just... the fact that you could freestyle, which I'm always impressed by anyone who can freestyle, but freestyle that fast and fluidly is pretty wild, actually.
So it's 3.44 words per second.
Wow.
Or 12.8 syllables per second.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, of course, like Grime, someone's mentioned on the text machine. Grime has such a high, syllable per... What were we saying? Syllable per second?
Per second, yeah.
Per second, you know, as a genre, you know, there's actually quite like a pace is quite an important thing in a lot of Grime music as well.
Yeah, yeah. So there's some British artists that do this too, yeah. Oh, in Korean.
True. Korean,
yeah,
rap.
So some of the new Korean songs, but yeah, British, just want to shout out Dizzy Rascal, but yeah, there's some of the Koreans now in the game. I mean, they have been, you know, in breakdancing as well, but, you know, now with, you know, K-pop and hip-hop, K-hip-hop,
nice. I feel like I need to lie down just listening to it. I can't imagine being able to... The breath control.
Yeah.
It's impressive. Your diaphragm working so hard here.
So I don't know if this is going to help people get to work on time or stress them out.
Yeah, exactly. Kirsten, thank you for bringing us fast rap today. How fast do you reckon you could rap?
Actually, I could talk pretty fast, let's be honest.
All of us pretty fast talkers. I don't think I could do this, though. Thank you for bringing us some fast rap this morning. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you again next week.
All right.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.